Next, it's time for the early business. Here's Brian Finn.
Rachel, thank you. Apple has reported profits of $7.75 billion for the 3 months to the end of June. That's up 12% on the same period last year. It was on the back of impressive iPhone sales, over 35 million units sold between March and June, a 13% increase on the same period last year. The company is seeing strong growth in BRICS countries, Brazil, Russia, India, South Africa, but especially in China, where iPhone sales rose by 48% in the quarter. iPad sales were disappointing, however, with the number of units sold down for a second quarter. Microsoft, meanwhile, reported a 7% fall in profit between April and the end of June. It came in at $4.6 billion. Not a bad outcome considering that it had absorbed the loss-making Nokia handset division in the three-month period. Last week, Microsoft announced that it would cut 18,000 jobs worldwide, the biggest round of job cuts in the company's 39-year history. Most of the cuts, about 12,500, will be made in the Nokia division, where there are overlapping functions with Microsoft. Two more established and traditional companies reported fairly disappointing results yesterday. Fast food chain McDonald's saw quarterly profits drop more than expected, which saw their shares fall by more than 1%. And Coca-Cola reported lower revenue and profits for a second quarter. Shares fell more than 4% in early trading. Russia cancelled a scheduled bond auction yesterday, its first in 3 months, citing unfavourable market conditions. Russia's borrowing cost stands at about 4.5% for five-year debt. It's already high, but it's getting worse as the crisis in Ukraine escalates and talk of further sanctions intensifies. Argentinian negotiators have been ordered into an intense round of negotiations with so-called holdout investors who want to be paid all they're owed by the country, which is on the brink of defaulting again. Argentina defaulted originally in 2001, but entered into a deal with the majority of its creditors on a restructuring arrangement that would see them take substantial losses. However, this group want all their money back, and they won a Supreme Court battle in the US to get it. Buenos Aires can't pay any of the creditors until it agrees a deal with the holdouts the court has ordered, and that money is being held in a US bank at the moment. But a US judge told them yesterday to meet continuously from today to hammer out a resolution before the July 30th deadline. The country technically defaulted at the end of June, but it was given a stay of 30 days, which expires next week. Back home, and 40 new jobs have been promised for Cork before the end of the year by a US-based IT company, Itron Incorporated. It's establishing a global business services centre in the city backed by IDA Ireland. The jobs are in accounting and finance operations. Finally, a look at the currencies this morning. The euro buys $1.34.6 and just below 79 pence sterling, Fran.
Brian, thank you.